Welcome to Pipeline Meeting, where marketers come to talk about sales. I'm your host, Harris Kenny, and I'll be joined by a guest every Monday and Wednesday for brief 15-minute interviews where we'll share tips that you can apply to support your sales team and help them close more deals. If you don't have time to listen to this whole episode, you can skip ahead in the show notes in your podcast player or find the transcript at introcrm.com/podcast. All the episodes are published there.
A lot of what my job is targeting buying committees at certain companies, whether big or small. And most enterprise companies have 20 people plus in the buying committee. They all have different roles, require different messaging, different tactics, different ways of reaching out. That's ABM in a nutshell. Versus a smaller company where maybe one person is wearing many hats, you just really have to target one or two people. But when you're trying to get the whole buying committee, it's important to understand the whole process from research to evaluation, all the way through purchase and then implementation.
When you're doing an ABM approach, or let's say you've got someone, you know, C-level person, or you've got a fractional advisor who's saying, look, we need to implement ABM within our organization. We want to think about that for 2023. What does it look like? You know, you're wanting to influence the buying committee, but in what way? How are you thinking about that as a marketer, especially for someone who's not done this before?
You're targeting a set of accounts. Marketing's targeting them. Sales is targeting them. What ways are you targeting them? How are you targeting them together? ABM platforms can help with that because it surfaces marketing insights and trends from various data patterns, and then it sends them to sales so they can better understand the account at a holistic overview level and then do more of a deep dive at the prospect or contact level.
It seems like in this way, when you're taking this go-to-market approach, that marketing and sales have multiple touch points, multiple support across the sales versus maybe a simpler go-to-market where marketing generates the lead, someone fills out the form, you know, the lead gets qualified by an SDR or something like that, gets handed off, and then sales takes it from there. It sounds like you're saying marketing's surface area is significantly larger under an ABM approach versus maybe under a more conventional approach. Is that right?
Definitely. And I think the way you described it is kind of the old school type of marketing, right? You bring in a lead through a program and then they go into a nurture and then they have to score out to get raised to sales. With different ABM platforms, you can kind of eliminate all of that and just surface to sales through the platforms, the contacts that are showing intent, showing engagement, that are really working with you and for you. So you can really push those straight to sales and they can do outreach on their own versus waiting for a contact to be essentially scored and then removed. The email nurture is kind of just like where leads go to die. I think everyone's kind of used to it. People tune it out. So with these platforms, it's more so let me surface to you week over week, top engaged accounts, top engaged contacts, accounts and a contact showing intent. Intent's all about dark funnel. So it's all of those pre-research keywords that people are looking for. And you know that if someone at the very top C-suite wants to push an initiative, 20 people at the company will all start Googling key terms. So then you'll know that a project's about to kick off. And if you can see that intent ahead of time, you can get ahead of the research phase and really help guide them along. A lot of times people are like, well, I have a problem, but you know, one area in the company has a problem. Maybe another area has a similar problem, or maybe there's two problems that can be solved by one product. You have to understand the different problems and pain points of all the different people, identify who are the internal drivers, and then work with them to do the work for you internally. Get everything set up and approved through the necessary channels. But intent is just really great along those lines because it just helps you get ahead of it. They call it like the dark funnel, right? So it's before anyone's really de-anonymized or identified, but it just helps you understand if accounts are high intent, like 80% of the people are searching for key terms that are relevant to you, then you want to start reaching out to them, not necessarily with branded content, but maybe you want to hook them with something unbranded, maybe a research report, like a survey, something more top of funnel, and then you can kind of go from there.
Is there a way that marketing can structure or design the way that they're providing these leads so that it doesn't feel like more work for sales?
I think with ABM, you need constant open communication with sales, letting them know what's going on. In the past, a lot, marketing's just been like, we're running 100 programs. Here they all are, figure it out. And sales is already really busy doing sales, right? With ABM platforms, it's, hey, let me give you this platform. Let me teach you how to use it. And it'll make your life easier because instead of going one by one through an account trying to find leads, I'm going to surface for you the top engaged leads, the top engaged contacts, the ones showing high intent. I'm going to give you the tools and the toolkit to really make your life easier versus like, here's 100 leads from different programs, learn all about the programs, learn how to follow up. That's just asking too much. The whole idea is like, we're trying to make it easier for them. Shorten sales cycles, increase velocity. Here's the technology. Here are the tools. Here's how you do it. I still send one-offs all the time. Hey, have you seen this account? XYZ, but I also train the team week over week. We're constantly doing trainings because they need to understand and become ABM sellers. ABM isn't just marketing, it's also sales. They need to become ABM sellers. We're ABM marketers and sellers all in one.
My experience, there are a lot of marketers out there who seem a little bit more detached from outcomes. They're like, look, we've got the cool tools, we've got the latest stuff. Whether you hit your numbers is up to you. But it doesn't seem like you approach it that way. Are you weird? Is it because of your background? Is it because of your team right now? Like, why do you think that is?
I'm definitely weird. I mean, so yeah,
good answer.
I come from a weird background, like you mentioned, the agency brat over here. Like every day, I'd have end of day deliverables for dozens of clients, and I would just kind of pick it up and run with it. I was an account guy. I'm always like diving into everything, trying to help in any way I can. My current team structure is really awesome. I love my team. Shout out to Seagate. In a larger company and in the marketing org, like everyone's kind of niche in their role, and sometimes they don't want to move outside of that. ABM is like a full contact sport. It's totally integrated across all of the different functions in the org. And it's my job to know how everyone else functions, then marry it all together into something that works for the team. You got to like roll up your sleeves and get your hands dirty, because if you don't, then nothing's going to happen. And I used to be a brand creative kind of guy where it'd be like, here's your creative, go for it. And then I transitioned into media strategy, ABM. And now it's like, this is a meeting we booked and pipeline generated, going all the way back to a Bant lead from a year ago. Like that's how full funnel you have to be when considering like what's going on. Bant's focus is driving pipeline, right? You want to be successful and you want the company to be successful. So it's important.
Yeah. You introduced me to a term that was new to me that in our last chat, you kept using this acronym PDT, and I had to embarrass myself, and I will do so publicly now. What does PDT stand for, and what does that look like in your job today?
Pipeline development team. A step below the ISR SDR functions. They essentially help book the meetings based on the leads coming in or doing cold prospecting. And I've been at agencies managing call teams in the past. I've been at startups where the SDRs report to sales, so separate. It's so nice having PDT sit under marketing because it's really like we're one big team. We're all working together. I'm getting so much great feedback in real time from this team. We meet weekly across multiple different meetings. I get all the feedback I need to then update my programs. And then month over month, I'm sending emails to everyone letting them know how great we're doing. So we talk about the account journey from showing like one intent signal a year ago all the way through to a meeting being booked, and how I taught the team essentially to identify these key intent signs and how we surface them week over week in reporting, how they then marry that with different outreach sequences. They see certain terms, whether it's early stage vendor valuation or early stage research, unbranded research versus late stage vendor valuation, they know what outreach sequence to put the contact in based off the intent signals. Once again, shortening those deal cycles, increasing velocity.
Yeah, yeah.
Smarter is smart. It's just like sales intelligence, right? It's like is using marketing insights to create sales intelligence and really drive things forward.
I feel like the conventional way of this is just sales, marketing generating leads. They come to the website, they fill out the form, marketing passes them over, sales saying, yeah, these leads are bad. And then they go out and build their own pipeline, and then marketing keeps running ad campaigns. I feel like that's like the conventional way, right?
100%. And that's why ABM is so great, because you can't really say that anymore, because it's more like, okay, like all of your insights going back real time to me, I'm updating the platforms week over week, things are changing. So now the only thing is, are you using it or not? Because I can track the platform usage. I understand who the top performers are, who the bottom performers are. And then I pair the two together so they can share insights and learnings. And now everyone's using it. In the past year, one platform went up 150%. And then in another platform in the past month, it went up like 300% in usage because it was so easy. We use TechTarget. They have a click to add function. It drops contacts right into your CRM. It just removes a lot of manual steps of plugging in the data. A lot of these sales reps are doing so much manual work. If you can just make something easier for them, of course they're going to want to do it.
They can just sell.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you had to develop any technical skills?
I'm a freak. I love listening to podcasts every day. I'm always trying to learn new things. And because I'm in this field that's in its infancy, ABM is new. So I'm constantly trying to learn, teach myself new things, but also create new things. Half the things I'm doing right now, no one's done before. It's really exciting to be in that space. Whereas, you know, if you're in a more traditional field, a lot of people are like, oh, like do it this way, because this is how we do it. In ABM, it's like, there's no way that you've been doing it because we're doing it for the first time right now. So let's try everything. Let's test, let's iterate, let's figure it out together. But that's just the exciting part.
How do you roll that out? I mean, are people excited about it? Do you see people's performance? So you're, I guess, measured by platform use and
platform usage, the amount of activities. There's tons of different ways to look at it. I'll share it with the team leads. I'll share it with the teams in the calls when we review meetings. Everyone talks about their week. And it's like, oh, one guy's doing really well and he's using the platforms. So start using the platforms. And then they'll get on a call with him and be like, how are you using them? It gets to a point where eventually everyone either gets it or they don't. And I'm happy that, you know, a lot of people are. ABM really is three pillars: digital activation, marketing automation, and sales enablement. So you have to know all three. To know campaigns, you have to know creative. You have to know UTMs for tracking. You have to know what messaging works with the audience, how to set it up, what integrations to do. The platform's constantly changing. So that's one that's just, you got to dive in and kind of figure it out on your own. Regarding sales enablement, that's key, right? Because if you can't show success early, you're kind of screwing yourself. So you have to keep open lines of communication. You have to let people understand it's going to take a while. I've been here for about a year and a half, and it's taken a good chunk of time to get the platform, set them up, get people engaged. And now we're seeing the results.
And you're doing this with a small team. Is it?
Party of one.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm pretty sure it's just you.
Yeah, so I'm the only one doing ABM, but obviously I have an amazing team. They're just so supportive and they believe in me and the program and they empower me. They're like, just go after it and get it done. They've just always had my back and they've always just been super supportive. Even when I tell them I'm doing something like this, that's amazing. We want you to do stuff like this. Get out there and do it. And so for me, that's important because I've been at places where they're like, we don't know what to do with you. And I'm like, you don't need to know. I can do me all by myself. But I'm finding that a place where I'm like being supported and being uplifted. So it's really wonderful just to be at Seagate and be around such amazing teammates.
You don't need to do anything. Just let me do my job.
Yeah, it's like, let me be weird all by myself.
Is there anything we didn't cover? Anything that you feel like you just wanted to mention that's on your mind before we wrap?
When I started at Transmission, it was called a UK-based agency. And that's when I learned ABM. And that was like 4 years ago. We started off by doing like a one-to-one. And it's funny because when people hire me for ABM, they're like, we want you to do all of it. And you can't really do all of it. Right now, I'm doing a lot of one-to-many. And that makes sense with the budget and just the amount of accounts. But when I started, we were doing one-to-one, one-to-few. And it's kind of crazy because you put so much effort into a program that if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. And you're kind of screwing yourselves. I would just recommend to anyone out there looking for a role in ABM, get specifics. One-to-many is the way to go. And Forrester just put out a whole report about this. One-to-one is dead. If you're going to spend like $50K or something on like a one-to-one program, like we did something for a client where we found out their head of IT loves Formula One. So we had invited him to an event and that booked a meeting and it was great. And that was successful. I haven't really seen much other one-to-one success like that. One-to-few, we like did custom reports. The app was pretty successful. It was like a 10% conversion rate, but this was years ago, right? Moving forward, I think what's happening is with less budget, less team, less people doing more with less, you need to use platforms to your advantage versus, you know, relying on agencies and teams to execute these huge campaigns that might have minimal returns. Whereas the platforms you pay for, you set them up, and then they kind of run themselves at a point because you train and enable everyone. Across my org, we have everyone using different platforms that I'm managing. It's really wonderful because it's making their lives easier versus me being like, all right, I want to do a campaign. I'm going to need all of you to do all of this work for me. And then I'm going to take all the credit. No, I get to like train them, enable them, and lift them up and talk about it. And that's the difference. Like, you don't want to be the person dragging the team down. You want to be the one lifting them up.
That's like an incredible contrast, though. That makes a ton of sense. And that's really interesting about the one-to-one versus one-to-many. And that's good advice.
That's all for now. You can find show notes at introcrm.com/podcast. The theme music for Pipeline Meeting is by Neighborhood Vandal. If you learned something, consider sharing this show with a friend. Thanks for listening.